I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed at least one gray wolf from Wyoming was spotted in northern Colorado. Officials said yesterday the animal reported near Walden in Jackson County was a male from the Snake River Wolf Pack. It was wearing a radio collar. The agency was unable to confirm whether a second animal reported in Grand County was also a gray wolf. The animals were native to Colorado but were hunted to near extinction by the 1940s. The most recent previous confirmed wolf sightings in the state were also near Walden in 2015. The sightings come as wolf advocacy groups work to gather signatures for a 2020 ballot item that would let Colorado voters decide whether or not gray wolves should be reintroduced in the state. President Trump is touting his environmental achievements this week, but some environmental advocacy groups are not impressed. Allie Budner reports.
The Center for Western Priorities just released a new study that shows the administration has been almost unanimously approving deregulatory policy changes requested or supported by mining and drilling groups. Of 53 policy change requests since Trump took office, the report shows the Department of Interior has already completed or is reviewing 48 of them. Those changes include withdrawing wildlife protection on public lands, weakening environmental reviews, and rescinding policies aimed at mitigating the impacts of climate change. A statement from the Department of Interior said its, quote, bold regulatory relief has grown the American economy while safeguarding environmental protection. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
And I'm Abigail Beckman.